Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Design Commission for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. And please note, the Commission Hearings Room at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, room 2500B, is closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Excuse me. Under Portland City Code and state law, the Design Commission is holding this meeting electronically. All members of the commission are attending remotely by video and teleconference. Through required public notice, the public is invited to also participate remotely and can provide testimony during today's hearing. The commission is taking these steps as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and to promote social distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare. It requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. So let's begin first with introductions. We'll start with Bureau of Development Services staff, and I will call out a name, and then that person introduces themselves and then hands it off to the next person. So everybody, as you introduce yourself, it is on you to pass off to the next person. So I will begin with our clerk, Brian Tierney.
Brian Tierney, and I'll pass to the next clerk, Laura.
Laura Duvall. Tim Heron.
Hi, I'm Tim Heron, Senior Planner and Design Commission Liaison. Looking forward to see all you today. I think Stacy would be the person I'd pass this to.
Why, thank you. Stacy Monroe, BDS staff and project planner for this land use review. Morgan Steele, are you here? No, so I think that's it for BDS staff. Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and step out and get Morgan, and you can proceed with your introduction, Commissioner.
Okay, thanks very much, Stacy. Okay, so
well,
let's
Morgan's just a participant. We're gonna promote her right now.
Oh, great, thank you.
Thank you.
Stacy, you wanna try it again?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, let me wait till I see her. All right, Morgan Steele, please introduce yourself.
Sorry about that, the link I got was only for participant. Morgan Steele with BDS, and I believe I'm the last BDS person here.
Welcome.
You are. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you. And now let's move to commissioners. Same protocol. I'm going to begin with Commissioner Robinson.
My name is Chandra Robinson. I'm a design commissioner. Jessica.
Jessica Molnar, Design Commission. Sam.
Sam Rodriguez, Design Commission. Sorry.
Zeri Santner, Design Commission. Brian?
Brian McCarter, Design Commission. Is Don with us today?
Yeah.
Sure is.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Don.
Don Vallister, Design Commission.
Excellent. Okay, and that leaves me, Julie Livingston. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. So today's agenda, we have today first items of interest, which will be very quick, followed by LU19-2640. No, I'm looking at the 23rd of July. Holy moly, people, I'm gonna back up to the 11th of June. We are looking at LU20-102914 DZM AD. GW, the Alamo Manhattan blocks. And we will begin today with the Greenway and the Eastern blocks and then move to the inland Western blocks. So there is an organized process that we will follow today as we discuss the building design, the Greenway and the building design. There is a procedure that we will follow for staff and applicant presentations. Stacy Monroe, the planner assigned to this case, will give us a very brief staff presentation. It will be focused on issues that were left unresolved at our last hearing, actually our last hearings. We met last to discuss the westernmost blocks, the inland blocks, on the 12th of March. And we last discussed the towers on the waterfront and the greenway on the 5th of March. So Stacy will begin with a brief presentation that identifies unresolved issues or issues that were unresolved at that time. The applicant will then make a brief presentation, and then we will move to commissioner deliberations. We will have public testimony, and we will bring that towards the very front end so that folks who are here to testify can provide their testimony and then leave the hearing if they choose to. We will first receive public testimony in favor of the proposal, and then public testimony in opposition to the proposal. The applicant will, of course, have an opportunity to rebut the testimony of opponents. And following testimony, if no one requests to hold the record open, we will close public testimony. However, if a party does request the opportunity to submit additional evidence, we will hold the record open for 7 days to allow time for that evidence to be submitted. And then the record will be held open an additional 7 days to allow all parties to respond to that new evidence. Those parties may also submit new evidence that responds to that first piece of additional evidence. And then when the record closes to all parties except the applicant then has 7 days to submit final written arguments. And at that point, the applicant may not submit additional evidence. Then after those 21 days, 7 days, the record closes to all parties and the commission members will meet to deliberate and to vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. And if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. We will not take additional testimony at that time, but as always, interested parties may attend. There is some guidance for public testimony that I will circle back around to when we get to public testimony, just to be sure that it's fresh in everyone's mind. And so with that, I think that we will go straight to item number one on our agenda today, which is items of interest. Tim Heron, do you have anything for us?
Oh, you know, let me see. I do feel like we have a full house today. And I'm gonna say if commissioners are burning for any new items of interest, this is a good time to talk about. Otherwise, I think it might be I'd be happy to do it at the end of the hearing day today, if that's okay.
Okay, that's great, Tim. I think holding it is fine if that is okay with all of our commissioners. Head nod from everyone?
Cool.
Yeah, okay, looks good. Looks like we're gonna hold items of interest for the end. So with that, we will move directly to LU2.